Horror Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Weekly Challenge 262 is where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week is a whole bunch of them. There He Is, and Rebirth, and When Hell Freezes Over. Man, I had a dream like that. Go ahead and listen to all of these stories that I'm about to share with you. Then, once you're done, go to the website, once again, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and vote for your favorites. Not many people voted last week, or the week before. Are we feeling all voted out? Come on, show your votes! What is this, Mardi Gras? Okay, let's begin with DC. Yes, he's returned, and he needs the midget to read for him. Okay, well, let's give it a shot. Midget, start your engines.
He's here! He's here! The crowd hurrahed. The king is reborn! Oh, I told you, Myra. I told you one day he'd rise from the ashes. Bah, from cheeseburger wrappers and empty chip bags is more like it. Sacrilege! Reeked a leathery-skinned woman sporting a bedazzled tracksuit and bleached bouffant. She pointed a nicotine-stained finger at Myra. Aw, don't pay any attention to my wife. She's a bitter. She always said he'd rise when hell freezes over.
She doubted the king?
A hush fell over the crowd as he floated onto stage.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, DC, for sending in your story. Just not recording it. But that's okay. We always have fun. Isn't that right, Midget? He's not talking. But Nardo's here. Let's see if he talks. What is it, buddy? Hmm? Nardo? He's not sure. He's doing the looper. It's been a while since he's been up the sofa with me. Usually he's asleep on the bed. But come on, buddy. Meow? You don't want to talk? Okay, folks. Well, maybe he'll talk later. Maybe he'll bite my arm. Next up is Norval Joe. Usually he's late in the podcast, but you know what? He got a story in early. Must have been inspired by all the topics. So here we go with Norval Joe's story. Blow that hornpipe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my story for the weekly challenge number 262 with three different prompts. It's Thursday night. Long before I normally turn these in, but this weekend I am going away to celebrate my 29th wedding anniversary and run a half marathon in the redwoods of Northern California. And I wanted to get this done in time and get it in for the weekend. So here we go. This is my story. Well, there he is. Just as she said he would be. My replacement. Oswald muttered into his cold cup of coffee. He slouched down in the cafe's booth, peered through the street front window, and watched him kiss her. She said I didn't have the cojones to do anything about it, that hell would freeze over before I took a stand. But she didn't count on my rebirth, the new me, he said, as he stood and charged out the cafe door, just in time to see them board a taxi and drive off. Oswald wondered, is re-death a word? Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Way to go, Norval Joe. Congratulations on completing the half marathon and, well, you survived 29 years of marriage. Wait, hold on. Did I get that backwards? Nardo, he's jumping back and forth across my lap. That usually lets me know I'm ignoring him, even though I'm constantly petting him. He is such a needy boy. In debt, right? Good boy. And you are, too, if you're a boy. If you're a girl, well, good girl. Next up is Zach Mann. Yes, it's Zach Mann, the one and only Zach Mann. I wonder what day it is today. I guess we'll find out. Zach Mann, blow that mouth harp. See, now I finally get the word right. I wrote it down right here. In blood.
Look, there he is. The guy who played Jonathan Colton's First of May on the radio. Although Indy has caused the rebirth of music, I doubt that guy will get his job back until half past when hell freezes over. Wait, newspaper says it was the producer's error not reading explicit tags before converting older podcasts into radio shows. I sure hope he listens to the shows like the episode with songs from Mike Yucy's and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov's musical that must not be named before he thinks about putting any more shows directly on the radio again.
Thank you, Zach Mann. Now Nardo's wandering around the table. Come on, you want to get on the sofa? Come on, get over here. Hey, buddy. Yeah, you good boy. Yeah, you want to jump across again? Yeah, there you go. You're such a good boy. You can be around for a very long time at this rate. Yeah, you haven't barfied for a while. Your stomach must be okay. Yeah. You're just lean and mean, that's all. Good boy. Yeah, I know, it's the Pet Nardo podcast. Exciting, huh? This was supposed to be about literature and creativity. Nope, he's petting his cat while we are forced to listen to wait for the next story. Which is, of course, by Nick J. Somebody new! My God, every now and then we get somebody new. Ha 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 ha, we'll teach them right. His stuff is at tight... Okay, let me say it. Tightrope writing. Tightrope writing. The link is up in the show notes. I could say anything I want to. Buy Viagra Now discount.org. You know, and you'd still go to the show notes to find out the real story. I could be lying. Here is Nick's story, and I hope you like it. Because there's, you know, more coming.
My first killing blow had missed. I cursed my nocturnally dulled reflexes. The element of surprise was lost. My victim, forewarned and alert, was now concealed in pools of shadow. He could hide in inaccessible places, hoping to outlast me. This was not my first kill. I knew how this deadly game was played. I must act silently. Noise would rouse new enemies. I froze, listening intently. Blood hissed in my ears. I moved warily in stop-frame motion to flush him out. There! I triumphantly raised my newspaper for the messy denouement. Eventually, the insomniac always beats the fly.
Love it, Nick. Keep coming back, over and over. We'd miss you if you didn't come back. In fact, all you people have left. Well, except for a few, who were kind of, well, eh. But still, you know, come back next week. Well, more... Okay, there are no prizes. There is no nothing. We don't pay cash. We barely even love you. But still, you're a part of something. Okay, that wasn't exactly a hard sell. Okay, chicks. And for chicks who like chicks, chicks. And chicks who don't, well, they're the guys. Because, you know, I just match them one by one. Maybe they dance awkwardly on the dance floor. I don't know! Maybe Tom has the answers. He had all the answers about how to write 100-word stories as he finished his 100th episode this week. Let's see if he has anything left. Ha ha ha. Of course he does.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called In the Room the Women Come and Go. Is that him? I don't think so. Over there. Nope. A figure built like a barrel hauler charges forward across the forum towards the colonnades. There he is, said Raphael. Michelangelo was a symbol of Medici artistic rebirth. He waved his massive hands at the papal emissary. A fresco? Do I look like a painter to you? Tell His Holiness he'll get his fresco when hell freezes over. He gives Raphael the finger as he passes. Raphael raises his hand into the air. I feel a drop in the temperature. And look, there's Lucifer skating across the Rubicon.
Ooh, that could be speed skating. Do you know the name Eric Heiden? I still remember it. It has something to do with skating. But it's not Lucifer. Lucifer Heiden? I don't know. Thank you, Tom. Enlightening. And look, there's Lucifer skating across the Rubicon. Oh, yes. That may be an Olympic sport. Well, next up is Danny. Yeah, he's still here, and he's got more stories. I hope more and more. Like, you know, uh-oh, now I can't remember. I'm so embarrassed. PJ? TJ? Something J? I don't know. Everyone has J's in their name. Let me look it up. Nick John. Okay, so he's Nick J. So we have TJ, Nick J. We have all the J's we want. And they're worth 10 in Words with Friends, but only 8 in Scrabble. I'm still trying to figure out the difference. You know, when I go back and play Scrabble online, I lose. Because I'm so used to Words with Friends. Oh well, here is Danny and his story. Let's see how he's doing. Ooh, let's take his temperature.
Hello, hello! It's Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 262. Which is enough to take your breath away. It's There He Is, and Rebirth, and When Hell Freezes Over. So how on earth could Danny Dwyer possibly create a story exactly 100 words to meet this challenge? Well, I've done it. So, choke on the words. Here it goes. There he is! I was shocked. I assumed nobody could find me. What an ass I truly am. Anyway, the chase began. The leader of the Rebirth movement created a show that Obama, who was indeed never born in America, has since failed. Now reduced to being a fox, chased by beagles in a horrific old world hunt. And my response to the situation? You beagles will catch me when hell freezes over. And hell will freeze over, just as the continental ice shelf builds back up over the bulk of the continental United States of America. Say hallelujah, say amen! Ha-ha-ha-ha-man!
I might just make that my new ringtone. Ha-ha-ha-ha! Or not, I'm not sure. I just leave it as the standard now. Why? Because I'm constantly updating the OS on the damn thing. Oh, that gets so tiresome. Oh, well. Thank you, Danny. Oh, wait, hold on. No, this can't be real. Terrazabyte? Vince? Dr. T with the 10,000 fingers? I can't believe that he's actually back. I thought he was gone. He was going to do one a week, and then he gave up. He gave up. He flounced on us. And now he's back. Let this be a lesson to all those of you people who try to leave. You'll come back eventually. Except for those I've, you know, blocked in the email address. I probably haven't blocked you. No, you can, you're oh my god, how did you get around it? Oh, anyway, here is Terrazabyte, a.k.a. Vince, a.k.a. Fricker, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of Shirley in my life. Let's hear his story.
Hello to everyone out there listening to the Weekly Challenge from 100 Word Stories Podcast. My name is Vince Terrazas, and I am Terrazabyte. I've been absent from the challenge for a few weeks, but I'm delighted to be back at the keyboard churning out what I loosely call writing. I understand the topics are There He Is, Rebirth, and When Hell Freezes Over, but all that came to my mind was around the topic of rebirth, and even that topic didn't spur an actual story, but a definition of sort. Now, bear with me for a minute as I explain, and then I'll give you my story. You see, I've been struggling with how to define the word art. What is art? The word rebirth sent a revelation to my mind, and I came up with the following definition. Art is the rebirth of media and canvas when constructed or deconstructed into a new form. It then becomes the external representation of an internal vision. Yes, I have an odd way of thinking, but that is the tangent that my mind took as I read over the topics. And I'm glad it did, because I've been struggling with that for a while. With that being said, here is my 100-word story that doesn't mention the topics, but it is about the word rebirth and art. A blank canvas sits on my drawing table, begging to be used. Each colorful tube of paint sitting nearby pleads their case to be first in use. Blue speaks up and says, "Use me first, for I'm the color of sky." Green speaks next, "Use me, for I'm the color of the trees." Brown interrupts, "I should be first, since I'm the color of earth." They all begin to argue and fight as paint spews out toward the canvas, covering the pristine surface. The canvas yells, "Stop! Look what you've done! Your colors mixed and blended upon me. It's beautiful."
Ooh, now we're getting lessons. Cool! I wonder what Professor T will come up with next week. By the way, first off, thank you, and welcome back. Oh my god, we missed you. Oh my god, we missed you. If you go into your definition and substitute medium for canvas, then you open it up to all sorts of things. Canvas being, you know, painty, you know, color the two with blue, color the three with green, color this with blood. And instead, you treat it as a medium. You open it up wider for music and all sorts of stuff. You know, the stuff you were doing in the background. So, medium. Medium! Not that we ever do things medium here. We go low. Speaking of low, hey, look, it's TJ. He's going to hate me for that. And he's up in North Dakota, where at some point it will get above 5 Kelvin, and therefore atoms will start moving around, and he'll come up with stories. Until then, here's a classic from 1962 by TJ. Okay, it's not really by 1962. It's really, he just sent it, I'm just being silly. Haven't you figured that out by now? Come on. Some people.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we had a little bit of weather on backward, it seems. We got some snow today. That was charming. And this is No Flash Photography. My directive was clear. Use discretion. No flash photography. But I'd ridden these rails before at the spot the two men had chosen to rendezvous between their two passenger cars while in the Lorgnette tunnel. There'd be a split second of daylight as the train passed beneath the air vent. Above them, in the luggage compartment, I waited. Just as I predicted, a shaft of sunlight illuminated the little chamber. There he was, Minister Bergdorf, and the suspected corporate spy and influence peddler. A whish of my camera phone, and they were on the Times Register's news site before they'd even stopped kissing.
Ooh, that's a cool one. Oh, wait, hold on. Now I'm going to go up to the Times Register website. Hold on. TimesRegister.com. And domain names and web hosting. Let me try this again. TimesRegister. Here we go. And it's in Times Intellectual Property Hong Kong Limited. Dude, you just... Hong Kong? They're kissing in Hong Kong? Man. They really had to get out of the way, and you chased them down good. That shows dedication. Thank you, TJ. Well, there's one more story, but I just hit stop. You don't want to hear the rest. You don't want to hear this one, and you certainly don't want to vote for it, because that'll just encourage him. Yes, on a far distant planet, two portal shots away, it's Planet Z. And, as I say many times, don't say I didn't warn you.
Years ago, Bob Carson said it would be a cold day in hell when he'd go to my rebirth clinic. It's better than the alternative, I said. I feel great. Customer for life. That's the motto. Customer for life. You have to take the pills every day to live. Haven't seen him since. Until today. Bob Carson. Outside of my clinic. I walk out to his car. Ready for the treatment? I ask. You ran over my dog, he said. Almost hit my son. I see his gun. Get in. He's locked me in the basement. It's cold in here.
And that's it for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 262. My God, have there been that many? Yes, there have. I've counted them all. Twice. Okay, maybe I'll go back and count a third time. Recount! And that weird dude in West Palm Beach, you know, looking at the thing and the hanging chads. No, no, don't go hanging chad! No, no. Cut his head off. Well, it's time to go voting at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I don't care if you're driving right now. Pull over. Pull it up on your iPhone, your iPad, your iThis, your iThat. It's all I, when it used to be the me generation. Me. It's the I generation. Welcome to it. Ka-ching. All right. So, I say just, you know, vote, and then, you know, click on the links in there to find out more about people's writing. I've said enough. Okay, I'll see y'all next week. The topic for next week is toast. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.